Hey! Aloha, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, sitting here in the Remasculate Studio
basement
with Michael Powell. You probably heard Michael back in, well, you probably heard him on his own podcast,
The Comedy Buffet.
And you had it over at T Radio V for a while.
We did a few weeks over there.
And a few weeks?
Yeah, then we ran away to Chicago.
What? fill us in. Those of us that don't know.
Well, we did. We were doing our podcast regularly out of Kinga's Lounge basement right before the open mic comedy there. And then, Trevor came over and said, hey, come try the T-Radio V thing. So we did that for a few weeks. And, it was fun. It was different. I wasn't used to structure. I wasn't used to taking commercial breaks.
Structure drives me apeshit.
Yeah, I was a little taken back by that. I was like we're really in the groove here, and then I'm getting the signal, like, wrap it up.
Wrap
I'm
it
like,
ah,
oh, god damn,
but we
come
just
on.
Finally figured out where
yeah.
the joke is supposed
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, so, and then unfortunately, I do contract work. I'm a contract painter, so I do that to pay the bills, and got a job offer out in Chicago. So Mac and myself went out to Chicago, and we built a restaurant.
But you didn't continue to record your podcast.
We took everything with us to Chicago, not knowing how much they really like drinking in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And that played a big part in us not doing a whole lot of anything outside of working and drinking.
So you ended up working and drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But we did do, I think we did four while we were there. And the first one we did was the absolute funniest episode we did, obviously in Chicago, but I think in the top five we've ever done. It was a great episode. We had Bill Cruz.
Uh-huh.
He's a former Denver comic, moved out to Chicago, now moved out to L.A. He's in L.A. now. And Sean White, another Chicago comic. And those guys were insanely funny.
And you sit down, get them liquored up, and then just
We sat down and we just, did our regular thing. And then we did a couple more. They were okay. I mean, we didn't know any of the comics. So we were just kind of, hey, you want to do a show? Yeah, sure. And then we get back to, the house and do the show. It was like, wow. I don't know why we did this.
I can't even.
I actually had one.
This.
I doubt the guy's ever going to hear, but we did one. I didn't even post it. I just told him it was a technical error. We had a technical glitch and some sound was off, or I made something up, and I'm like, yeah, we couldn't post it. But he was just a dud.
You get that a lot, though.
Yeah. It was like he's a comic, and he came. So if we're doing the show. I mean, you've done our show, so it's just formatted on the news stories. So we had a silly news story. I don't even remember what it was about. Something about Starbucks, probably. And I said, well, what do you think about this? And I threw it over to the guy, and he goes, I don't know.
One-word answers.
And we're like, and we all just kind of stared at him for a minute,
fuck?
Thinking, okay, where is the joke coming? No. Oh, he was serious. Okay, let me move on to somebody else then. Jeez.
A lot of people, though, it's one of the reasons I've heard comics don't do well on actual radio.
Right.
Real radio is because they're so set in I wrote these words down. These
right.
are my jokes. I'm not a riffer. I don't.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you can find out who is genuinely funny and who has to sit there and rewrite it 6-8 times before
right.
they go, oh, okay, now that
yeah.
now it's a joke.
And I do like the comics that that they show up with notes. I mean, so that lets me know, okay, they read the stories.
Uh-huh.
They've got some jokes. That's fine. But then there's guys really that come in with absolutely nothing written down and just there's guys that show up that haven't even read the stories. They'll wait until I'm reading the story.
Well,
and then they go for it. But they're really funny. I mean, those guys can do
like
it.
But I kind of like that. I've always been a fan of let's catch the moment.
Right.
Because a lot of times, even back when I was doing real radio, they'd sit and go, okay, now I'm going to say this, and then you say this. And you know what I mean? You're not catching the moment. You're
right.
just kind of saying words.
Just kind of manufacturing the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot different.
And it's kind of like when you sit down at a PD's meeting and they'd be like, well, what are you guys going to talk about tomorrow? I don't know. It might not have happened yet. I might hit a skunk on the way home tonight. And that's going to be the entire show tomorrow.
It's the whole show, yeah.
Yeah. Or, no, we need something planned out. Well, now if you're planned out, where's the spontaneity? Where's
right.
the fun? Because I think people listening can hear. There's something in the sound can say, I think he just pulled that right out of his
butt.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had one episode where we the story was about a woman that mowed over, like 6 or 8 cows in her car and then got arrested for, cow slaughter or something. I can't remember. And it was We had Mike, it was something. She got arrested for something. But she might have been drunk too. But it was Mike Hammack, Denver comic, and Rick DeSimone, who was on the show. And Rick, I don't know if you know Rick. He's a master at puns. And so all it took was for one person to. Oh, it was Mike Hammack. He goes, "I think after she hit the second cow, she realized it was probably a big mistake."
Mistake.
And now then it just started, and then it was, you know, well, this is utterly ridiculous, and it went on for like 5 minutes of just, I didn't think we could get
one
that
of
many
the cows
cow
had
puns.
Its head knocked off. It was decaffeinated. Capitated.
Yeah, I mean, it just kept going and going, and I'm like, then when is, and I think Hammack actually at one point said that, he goes, just when you thought we were at the bottom of this well, here comes another cow pun.
Well, you know, people either love puns or they hate puns.
That's true.
I did one the other day on Facebook, and I got somebody posted, use a pun, go to jail.
Oh, jeez. Blocked.
Blocked. Do you ever block people on Facebook?
I haven't. I'm thinking about doing it because my, I don't even like calling her my stepmom because I'm 42. My dad's new wife.
That sounds so weird.
It's horrifying.
I've never heard it described.
Yeah.
It's
my dad's wife. She constantly is calling my mom, and or actually talking to my dad, and then my dad calls my mom, and then my mom's like, what are you doing on Facebook? I'm like, jeez, really?
You kind of need one of those John Madden boards to follow that. This right? Circle this one, talks to this
one. Who's
going to
come in on this side with the joke? Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm like, come on, guys. I recently did a road trip with my dad and my grandmother. We drove up to Rifle, picked up my grandmother in a U-Haul, and drove her from Rifle to Idaho to a new assisted living facility. So I got a road trip in a U-Haul in a bench seat with my dad and my grandmother.
And how'd that conversation go?
You know what? I drove the whole way. So that way Dad had to talk to her. I shouldn't be laughing. It's not really a laughing matter, but it's my grandmother, so I can laugh. But she's kind of onset of Alzheimer's or dementia. So we had the conversation about, I don't know, 200 times about why we were driving to Idaho. So that was fun.
Are we going for dinner?
Where? I don't know why I'm going, because you know, Granny, you know why you're going. Jeez. But
it was almost one of those vacation moments. Where
That's exactly what it felt like.
Carrying her across country.
Just tired of the roof. Let's
go. Well, who is in Idaho that she's going to be closer to?
My uncle, so her son, my dad's brother, lived in Rifle, moved to Idaho for another business, so we were moving her out there so he could take care of her. But I was making just these great Facebook posts the whole drive, and we got stuck in traffic on I-70 going up to get her, and I'm like, oh, goody, look, traffic. Now's a good time for my dad to question me about what I'm doing with my life. And it was just a joke. He never asked me that. It was just a silly joke. And then within 5 minutes, his phone's ringing. You know what your son's saying on Facebook? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You might get blocked.
So it's weird that you can't really make jokes on Facebook without somebody taking it wrong.
Well, I just learned, too, that I can post something and block certain people from the post.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I can't do it from my mobile, but I'm understanding I can do it from my PC, where I can make a joke and then say, this person and this person really don't need to see this. And I might have to utilize that rather than block somebody, because then I feel like an asshole.
Do you think that Twitter people are smarter than Facebook people? As far as, or do you think it's kind of the same? But I see a lot of times you can put a joke on Twitter that's just mean, angry, and people just retweet it and start like crazy, and then you put it on Facebook, and you're like, you're an asshole. This should be taken down. You should be Twitter. The devil has your tongue.
Twitter is a different animal completely, for sure. Yeah, it's got its own. Facebook is still kind of ruled by the, you know, family photos and, you know, vacation photos and stuff like that. Twitter is really
cutting edge.
Kind of where you get down to the brass tacks of things, yeah.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer Facebook just because I get more gratification out of it. I get more likes on Facebook than Twitter.
It's
all ego feeding.
Right. But are you following people on Twitter? I mean,
yes.
Okay, because you know, a lot of people don't even know how Twitter works.
Right.
That's I tweeted something. To who?
Yeah. Where's all my stars now?
Yeah.
When I was in Chicago, I was doing a lot of Twitter. And just in the 7 months I was out there, I think I picked up a couple hundred followers just in learning it and really, you know, doing the tricks to get followers.
Right.
And now it's at the point where Twitter is really the outlet I have for something I can't post on Facebook because of certain people.
Exactly. Me too.
Facebook's a little bit cleaner. I mean, I still get a little weird on there sometimes, but Twitter, all bets off. Yeah, that's where it all goes. So.
Yeah. I find comics that I like or people that I like, and then I find out who their followers are because I figure if we have the same tastes, if we like, then
right.
I follow a bunch of their followers.
Yeah.
And typically they follow back because they're like, oh, they either check you out.
Right.
And if they stay, I figure they want to.
Yeah.
So that's why I've collected, you know, I'm up to almost 92,000 people now on Twitter. Is just
slightly more than my 400. Oh, or no, I think I just hit 500.
Did you? Congratulations.
I think so, yeah. I think
keep
I got
coming
that.
Back. It works. But that's just from working it. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, sitting there and, you know, a sign on today, 200 are gone. You know, I'll add 100. You know,
right.
90 stay. It's kind of a – and then I really do believe if they stay the whole time, they actually like what you're
exactly.
tweeting.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's it is one of those things though where it's For me, it really is hard when you write. It's like, oh, this is great. This is going to be good. And you throw it out there, and it's just crickets on Twitter. And I'm like,
don't you? Doesn't it just tear your heart out and take a poop on it?
Oh, yeah.
When you just tweet the most inane, just like, I think I'd like some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Star, 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 yeah. star, star. And then there's a joke that you think, this is going to kill.
Yeah.
It's not even retweeted.
Well, yeah, it's like you know, I could craft a joke for 20 minutes, word it just perfectly, you know, tell it to anybody and it hits. Put it on Twitter, nothing. Justin Bieber says, "Hey guys, I just woke up. 8,000 retweets in 5 minutes."
Uh-huh.
I'm like, come on.
That's where celebrity comes into
really,
play.
It really just bile in my throat at that point for humanity. Oh God,
are you one of those now that's getting the fear for humanity on a regular basis?
Mostly just from the stupidity. Nothing Ebola related. Just the stupidity of humankind at this point.
You're not worried about Ebola?
Oh no, not at all.
Not at all?
No. No.
Help me out here.
I posted that on Facebook the other day. It says, as a father of three little ones, I'm not concerned about Ebola. However, I'm terrified of cooties. So
I did see that.
Yeah.
It was very
funny. So that's where I come from. Whatever. Ebola. No.
What happens if it hits your neighborhood though? Then fear kicks in.
I guess if I know somebody that has it, uh-huh. Yeah, maybe that'll happen. But I think the fear mongering at this point is ridiculous.
I do too.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
I just think the whole way it got here was ridiculous. You know,
there's
what I mean?
That.
Like
yeah,
we've had it. It wasn't, and then all of a sudden, what? You're
yeah.
gonna bring somebody? You can't treat them over there? You can't fly a doctor? I love this part. You know what I mean? You can't fly a doctor over there?
Yeah, right.
And this is my thing about the travel, because they keep calling for a travel ban, and they go, no, we can't do it. We can't do it, because we're trying to get private planes don't go down there?
Yeah,
do you have to keep airliners flying because you don't have some rich guy with a jet
Nobody's got a
to
jet
fly
that
a
can
doctor?
Get to, yeah.
So I don't understand their thinking.
Well, they can't fit the doctor and the medicine on the plane. Come on, Steve.
Right.
then we'd have to fly two planes. The logistics are retarded. No, we can't do
can't
it.
Can't do that. But that's my only question of the whole thing, of like the handling of it.
Right.
Or just, you know, especially when you get this many people going in America going, hey, can we just stop the planes for a little bit?
Yeah.
No, can't do that. Really? No. Just do it just to make people go, okay, I'm going to shut up for a while.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Let's just do it so people stop complaining.
Stop complaining. Exactly. Like, because you know if they stopped just for 2 days, people go, finally, they did something.
Yeah. Hey, look, we took some action, guys. We're being proactive now that it's here. The only thing that really bothers me about the whole Ebola thing is that it's just kind of fuel for the fire for the conspiracy nuts that have been talking years about how they're going to have a pandemic to, you know, thin everything.
See,
I'm like, oh my God.
Coming.
Yeah. So then the minute I read Ebola's in America, I'm like, oh crap.
Oh. They're going to tie this to the Kennedy assassination.
Just when I thought we were done with Jesse Ventura. He's going to come out of the fucking wall again.
Look at all these coffins that FEMA's got stacked out here in this Tennessee rail yard. I'm like, oh, I'm
okay, well, yeah,
you.
What is that about, by the way?
It's some video that floated around YouTube with one of his conspiracy shows.
Is it like millions of plastic coffins?
There's all these plastic
like
coffins that you put five bodies in them at a time, and there's hundreds of thousands of them stacked out in this abandoned rail yard in Tennessee or something. I'm like,
does it go hand in hand with these, like, empty camps they've been building all over.
Oh, yeah, all the FEMA camps. Yeah. 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 The one with the barbed wire fence and a playground inside. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's that about? Explain that away, Mr. I'm not afraid of Ebola.
I just don't care. That's my philosophy on a lot of things. I just don't care.
You know what? I don't have time to care.
I don't.
I've got too many shows DVR'd that I'm trying to catch up on.
I am too busy writing hate mail to Netflix because they haven't gotten season 3 of American Horror Story put up yet to care about Ebola.
I have not seen one of those yet.
You really should. They're great.
I want to. I want to. And I started, I wanted to start with this new season with Freak Show.
Yeah.
And I've already missed a couple of those, so now I'm thinking, well, maybe I should just wait and start over and do the whole,
the way the series,
marathon watching.
The way the series is done, though, you can watch any of them. They're not tied together.
Oh, it's like a freestanding episode with each?
Yeah. Season one is one complete storyline. Uh-huh. Season two, completely different storyline, different time frame, different era. But same actors in different roles. So, I mean, that's very fascinating the way they've done it.
Because I saw a commercial today with Kathy Bates and a beard.
And oh, okay.
That's from the new Freak Show.
Right.
So, I kind of want to see that.
Because, I think she came in on season 3, which is the Coven, I think. I'm still waiting to see it, so I don't know, whatever.
You know the bad thing about Netflix is if you have it and you share it with other people in the house, they can see what you've been watching.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
Have you been caught or busted by a... So what were you watching celebrity shower stalls for?
No. I'm pretty open, so I post almost everything I watch on Facebook. I'm like, here's what I'm watching tonight. I do that all the time. I take photos of, hey, movie night with the kids. And there's a few that I haven't posted because I don't want to get a lot of backlash, but I'm really kind of open with what I let my kids watch. So, like my 10-year-old daughter, we just watched Fight Club the other night.
What?
Yeah.
So you're not one of those that like, nope, this says PG.
No.
PG-13, you're not getting it.
No.
This says R, you're not.
They can watch what they want to watch. They really like horror movies, and that's kind of scaring me, but they like scary movies, and I get it. Kids like that kind of stuff, but.
Yeah, but sometimes it jacks with them, and I know that for a fact, because when my kid was little, we watched Tremors.
Oh, yeah.
And he jumped furniture to furniture and cried when he got on the floor. So sometimes you have to kind of...
Well, you do. I mean, I tell them that, though, up front. I was like, this is a very scary movie, and you're probably going to have nightmares. If you want to take that risk, it's on you. It's a disclaimer. I give my kids a disclaimer.
Parental disclaimer. Look, I know this may scar you for life, but I'm giving you the chance to say no.
Are you willing to take that risk just to watch Nightmare on Elm Street?
And the wife is totally okay with all this? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't care either. Well, the thing with the Fight Club viewing is my 10-year-old, she really is into, like, film, like cinema. She's into movies beyond just watching shit blow up. So I was going to put it to the test. I'm going to let her watch Fight Club and see if she can pick up on it. And I told her, we'll stop at any point during the movie. We'll pause it. If you have any questions, we'll discuss it.
Like, why did he do that?
Right. Now, have you seen Fight Club?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I was confused.
I was... Well, let me talk you through it, Steve.
Okay.
You see, no. But at the beginning of the movie, there's the flashes of Tyler Durden,
mm-hmm.
right, where he just kind of pops in for a frame. And about the third one, she kind of looked at me. She goes, something's flashing on the screen. I'm like, okay. So he picked up on that. That's good. We'll discuss it at the end of the movie. We can't talk about it now. It's part of the movie. So then as we're going along, the scene where Ed Norton's character, luggage gets confiscated at the airport because it was vibrating. And the guy says, sometimes it's a dildo. And she goes, Dad, what's a dildo? I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't let you watch this.
Oh, no. So now because I said I would do this, I had to pause the movie and have a conversation with my daughter about what a dildo was.
And wait, I'm going to pause this. I want to hear the conversation.
How come nobody ever lets me get out of that part of the story? No, I just explained to her it's a thing that looks like a man's penis that women use to put inside themselves, like they're having sex. And she said,
okay. What's sex?
No, we've already had that talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was it?
That was it. And she goes, okay. And then there was a scene in the movie where there's a dildo on a nightstand. And I said, that's a dildo. She goes, oh, okay.
Huh.
And then we went back to the movie.
Back to Fight Club.
Yeah. And she actually picked up on something I never noticed. I've watched the movie 100 times and never figured this out.
What did she point out?
When it was at the scene where you get to the realization that they're the same person.
Uh-huh, when they pass on
And so she goes,
She goes, I said, oh, so you understand that, and she's like, yeah. And she goes, well, that makes sense when he was saying, asking the one guy, say, what's my name? And he said, Tyler Durden. She says, that makes sense because they never said what his name was in the movie. I'm like, no, it's, and then I started thinking, I'm like, no, they don't. They never mention Ed Norton's character's name in the movie. Uh-huh. If you IMDb it, he's listed as narrator. He never has it. Now I'm like, how did I not pick up on this? Holy crap. So, yeah.
Now I'm going to have to watch Fight Club again just because a 10-year-old explained it.
Yeah. So
maybe you ought to have a whole podcast just called A 10-Year-Old explains Movies.
So I do this where we watch movie nights. I take the photos. I put them up there. And we watched Prometheus one night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put that up there. It's just a picture of the title screen. It's a movie night with the kiddos. And have you seen Prometheus?
Yeah.
Do you know Byron Graham? He's a fantastic local comic.
I don't know if I do or not.
I got all these likes on it and some comments, and Byron Graham's comic just was the winner for the night. It's just good luck explaining the abortion robot. It's like I did, and at that point I read the comic. We hadn't even gotten to that point in the movie yet. So then when it happened, I'm like, ah.
I don't remember the abortion robot.
Well, she jumped into that machine that performs operations.
The thing.
And it just ripped the alien baby right out of her.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Now that you say that, I do remember that. Yeah. I didn't know, because I went to the press screening of the movie.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was directed by Ridley Scott.
Right.
That kind of, and I knew it was a space movie.
Yeah.
But as I'm sitting there watching this movie, I'm thinking, this dude ripped off Aliens.
It's just the prequel. That's all it was the prequel to Aliens. And he said it throughout the whole filming and production. It's not a prequel to Aliens. It's not a prequel. I mean, it's exactly the prequel to Aliens.
Yeah,
it's the start of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was kind of like, huh, I'm a little kind of bummed. I wanted a different story,
right.
And then maybe somehow it tied in.
Yeah.
But I really did feel like, okay, God, this is, I think I've seen this before.
Yeah, this looks really familiar. Yeah.
Did you exactly. like it?
I did like it, yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a very interesting movie. And it was kind of cool to see how they made it being the prequel. I mean, that to me, that was kind of fascinating.
Right, right.
To see how it all started out. But
I liked the movie. Why can't I think of it right? The one with Matt Damon that was done by the guy that did District 9. Elysium.
Elysium, yeah.
I haven't seen that
one
yet.
No,
I thought that was great. And I was telling everybody, you got to see this. And people were like, ugh. So I'm always confused to whether I should tell people that. That's why in the other podcast I do, would you recommend it to a friend? I kind of
okay.
That because sometimes I feel like you can't recommend certain movies to a friend. Like I know you're not going to like this.
Right. Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Whether it's a great movie or not, I know you're going to think it's stupid.
Yeah. You're just going to complain through the whole thing.
Right.
So watch it by yourself.
Do you have any movies like that that you really love that you go, man, they don't get it. I tried to.
Oh, man. I was having a conversation with this the other day, and I had a hard time coming up with a movie that I adored that I didn't think anybody else really got on board with. The only one that came to mind, just because there's a few people that didn't like it, was Time Bandits.
Oh, love Time Bandits.
But I'm a huge Terry Gilliam fan, so Time Bandits was just another Terry Gilliam movie.
Now, he has a movie out right now.
Yeah, he
does
have a new
one. That is not doing well.
What's the new one he's got coming? I forgot.
I can't remember the name of it. I saw the poster that it was playing at one. I think it was like at the SIE or the
okay.
downtown. You know, the art
yeah.
house. And I'm like, I haven't even heard of this movie. So I did. I looked it up and went, oh, yeah, it's the new.
Yeah. Well, he's made a few stinkers. But they're still good. They're still good.
Because it's him.
Because it's him.
It's his visual, his vision of things. But that, I can't always go by that. It's sort of like what's his face. It's, I'm having one of those brain fart moments. Tim Burton.
Okay,
I think
yeah.
Tim Burton has great vision or like art direction.
Right.
And then you go, well, the story kind of sucked.
Yeah.
It's like, well, here's an idea. Why don't you let somebody else write it? And you just make it look
and
fantastic.
You just do your magic and make it look cool. Yeah.
Because really, name a Tim Burton movie that really, honestly, point to start to finish is just perfect.
The only one that I really, really like is the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
So
I'll give you that.
That's about it. Everything else, just like you said, has its moments. I mean, Edward Scissorhands was an okay one, but it kind of fell off.
Just fizzled yeah. out, and then an ending where he lives up in a house just yeah. outside of. It's like having a house outside of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is there a hill up there with a haunted house just right outside your neighborhood?
Yeah. And then I didn't even see Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd was.
I heard
looked
so
great.
Much shit about it that I'm like, it I don't even want to waste my time.
Planet of the Apes destroyed. Oh. It just killed the franchise,
yeah.
basically.
Right.
Big Fish is the only. Have you ever saw that?
Oh, Big Fish.
Was that a
Tim Burton film?
That's the only one.
Oh, then I would totally put that at number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I spaced out. That was a Tim Burton movie. Okay.
That story where it comes back around and you're like, wow, his dad really wasn't lying.
Yeah. Yeah. God, that was a good movie. I'm going to have to go home and watch that now.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you recommend to people right now?
My favorite movie of all time? I can't answer that question.
Can't, I know. I hate questions like that.
Yeah, you know, what's your favorite band? I don't know, you know.
The one I'm listening to right now.
I can tell you what my favorite, which one of my kids is my favorite. That's it.
Do you have a
that's
favorite
a horrible, kid? That's a horrible thing, but I can't.
They're not listening. Which one is it?
Oh,
nobody
man.
Will call them and tell
yeah.
them.
Yeah, this is, so I'm not, I take it I'm not posting this. I'm not sharing this podcast now.
Okay, I won't make you do it. But one of them is wondering.
Right? That's just, good. That's good. Keep them all in check.
Yeah, maybe yeah. they'll try harder to become dad's favorite.
Clean your room a little bit. Get yourself knocked up on that list.
So few other points. Than them being able to watch any movie ever, do you have...
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's backtrack.
How did she like Debbie Does Dallas? Did she pick out anything?
Let's backtrack here.
No, but I mean, it's, are you one of those parents that has the rules or you consider
if
yourself...
rules as far as what, like to movies?
No, just, you know, like rooms cleaning and, you know, that the old-fashioned kind of parent of...
Try to be.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm like, clean your room, and then they don't. And then
homework
I'm like,
immediately after school, those kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm not too terribly strict on that kind of stuff.
I'm not going to be shocked
they're
by
not,
that. I'm
not too terribly strict on that kind of stuff.
Halloween now. Are you going to be one of those parents that allows the kids to go out on Halloween?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We go out every Halloween.
Because you don't fear Ebola, so why would you fear a razor blade and an apple?
Exactly. Exactly.
Do we know that? Isn't that one of those things that is supposed to be another old wives' tale?
It happened once. There was one reported incident, like in 78 or something like that, and then it's never been. There's never been anything again. That's what I've read anyway.
That's me too.
And the internet can't lie.
Right.
That's another thing I read on the internet.
nothing is a lie.
So trust me, son. We do the Halloween thing. We go out trick or treating. Get all.
What do you dress up
out.
As, drunk dad?
Yeah. It's a really. It takes a couple of hours to get into costume. But I can manage.
Well, I love because you see the kids, they're all running house to house, and then you see like a dad standing in the street with a beer.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
God. And then I'm tired. Y'all have enough candy.
Yep.
Come on.
Let's go home.
Did your parents take you around as a kid?
Good God, that was so long ago. I know I have. I grew up in Alaska, so, you know, trick-or-treating for me was... It was a hike. I mean, you were...
Get in the dog sled.
You're
going to the next house.
You're gone for 2 hours. You hit four houses. So it was, it's a little bit weird. A little different.
Was there actually trick-or-treating in Alaska?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it was. It was, you know... I'm still baffled by suburbia like this. The houses so close together. So
kind of freaks you out a little bit.
It's a little strange.
You can look out the window and see your neighbor.
You could piss and hit your neighbor's house. That's what...
That's one of the things my girlfriend's actually said about that she's not doesn't really like about is that you walk out on the deck and everybody around in other houses are like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
like you really can't just go out for a little privacy.
Yeah, you don't
on
really
your
have,
own deck.
You don't have any privacy, which is funny. You move out to the suburbs to get away from everything, and then you're just, you know, 5 feet to another house. It's right, whatever.
Well, you move out here to the suburbs thinking you want. To be away from everything, like, you know, I'm at the age I don't need the nightclub.
Right.
You know, there's a movie theater just down the street. But then you get out here and you start going, well, we never do anything.
Yeah.
We never. It's such a long way into town.
Why don't we do anything?
Why don't you ever take me anywhere?
Yep, and then just wind up driving to Denver every weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she said that to me, like, we always end up here. Because we'll go someplace down on 17th.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's where all the bars and restaurants are now.
Right.
And then we end up just hanging out down there. That's what we ever do. Yeah, we go down here, get up, park the car, and you walk around. So
yeah, that's it.
Do we just become to an age where you become kind of, this is what we do, this is all we do?
Yeah, that does happen. I mean, but how do you break out of that?
I think you just have, it's almost like when you do your stand-up act, if you just say a new word out of your mouth,
okay.
It takes your brain down a different path.
Right.
You know, instead of just coming out knowing the muscle memory of, how about a hand for that last guy? You know, like every comic, the fourth, is you just go, you know, asparagus. And your brain goes, what the fuck was this? You know? And then it's kind of scrambles and tries to find its way back.
Okay.
I think you kind of have to
do that in a relationship to really kind of keep it.
I think so. It's just like, where are we going? I don't know. Get in the car. Let's just now, want to stop there.
We have done that before. We have just you get in the car and do the coin toss.
I haven't done that.
Heads right, tails left, whatever you want to make it.
No, I like
just,
that.
And just go.
We do a thing sort of like that. It's just direction of the car. We just get in the car and drive. Like sometimes we'll head north toward Fort Collins, and other times we'll head west toward the mountains, and sometimes south or. And just go, hey, we haven't, what exit is this? Let's go to see what's out this way.
Oh, okay.
We just do that. We just drive and go, want to eat here? Yeah.
That's the
way
to do
it. Just so it's kind of a discovery thing.
Yeah.
Because I think if you make those plans of going, all right, Sunday we're going to such and such. Yeah. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Wake up and you're looking forward to that one.
I'm going to go to Estes Park again. What are you going to see? An elk.
You know what? Make it fun and exciting, and shoot that elk, and then you've made a memory. Well, I mean, and a felony, but I mean, you've made a memory.
A memory and a felony. But whatever you do, don't post it on Facebook.
Don't put it on Facebook, people. Oh my God, that in the topless pictures or nudie pictures. It's just driving me crazy.
Of anybody,
just putting private shit on there. Just why?
I think there's a whole generation now that doesn't understand privacy or that you should be private.
Right.
Or what private means. I think they think everything is open game. I am my own reality star.
Oh, God, I think you're right. That's it. Everybody's the star of their
own reality.
Their own Truman Show happening on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Don't you think that's kind of what
I'd like to change my answer about Ebola now.
Are you hoping it's here?
I am pro Ebola. All the way. Let's thin the herd.
So you haven't picked out a couple of people that you've just been following their own little Truman Show?
No, I've stalked people. Is that what we're talking about? Okay.
That's what I meant to say. That's how I wanted to. So there's nobody you're stalking on Facebook?
Totally stalk people on Facebook.
Well, now see, there's something a self-discovery right there. It used to be stalking.
That's true.
Now it's reality. You're following them on Facebook. Before, you were a stalker.
A stalker. Now I just look at your profile 8 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
I was thinking about this once. Remember the Police song, Every Breath You Take?
Every Breath You Take, yeah.
The ultimate stalker song.
Oh, yeah.
Would that even work today? Would that song, would people have been like, oh, my God, that is so gross. He's such a stalker. Oh, God, a creeper.
I think,
it just seemed like, I'm so in love with you.
Well, there were so many songs back in the 80s that were just like, hey, this song's cool. And then you listen to the lyrics, you're like, Jesus, what are we listening to? This is terrifying.
I'm turning Japanese.
Oh, no, I mean, look at the fucking Band-Aid. Right? Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
And Bono, poor people.
Bono belting out, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. Like, what kind of sentiment is that? Thank God those people are dying.
Speaking of dying,
pass me the turkey.
Bono album, the new U2 album.
The auto-download?
That didn't go over well.
The Apple update, U.2. Yeah, yeah, that fizzled pretty quick, didn't it?
Hold on. I'm going to pause it for a second and kill that dog. I'll be right back. Jesus Christ. Such a little dog. So much noise. I'm going to download you to Apple YouTube, let people delete you.
I'm terrified by what I'm seeing right now.
You're seeing one of the guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd holding. Don't take a picture.
Let's go on Instagram. Come on.
Okay, hold on. I'll let you take a picture.
There we go. Let's see. Hold on. There we go. Oh, got the light.
I gotta get over here. There we go. Oh my gosh.
How bad is it?
Oh wait. There it goes.
Oh, it's so wrong. I started to say it's so gay, but that's so politically incorrect anymore. Can you say that anymore? Oh, that is so gay.
I'm so back and forth on all of that stuff.
Me too. I
totally get it. I understand the hurtfulness of it.
But I don't give a shit.
But I also understand it's a word. The word's going to be hurtful if you let it be hurtful. It doesn't matter how I use it.
Yeah.
You know, take away any word. Somebody's going to substitute it for another word.
Right.
And then you, all of a sudden, that word is hurtful. So, I don't know.
It's so gay.
It's all retarded, if you ask me.
What? Did you use the word? Oh, somebody came up to me one time after a show, because I use that word in my act.
Oh.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
And I do it in a way that tell my kid, don't be retarded. Come on, just don't be retarded.
Right.
Why would you say that? Because he's my kid. I know what he is. I know what he acts like. But he's not, but I can say that. Well, you wouldn't say, this lady comes up to me, you wouldn't say that if you had a mentally challenged child. Well, I might not, but I don't, so I'm saying it.
Right.
And I don't mean it in a bad way. And the other thing in the show, that if I say it, I go, you knew exactly what I meant too, didn't you? I said, when I said that word, you knew exactly what I was saying.
Exactly.
If I'd have said mentally challenged, you'd have been like, in what way? How bad? To what level? When you say
exactly.
When you say retarded, you go, okay. And that's what I'm trying to point. Words are specific. I don't think a lot of Americans understand that words are very specific. If you know, if your vocabulary is decent, you know this means this and this means that, and that is a variation of this word, and this is
And used in the context of the joke, when he's being retarded, it's not a slur, it's not a slam, he's just being goofy. He's being off.
And I point out that mentally challenged is me trying to do a crossword puzzle.
I like that distinction. Yeah.
Because you are mentally challenged to complete this puzzle.
That's a mental challenge.
Yeah. So I don't understand when you say, well, my son is mentally challenged. What, is he trying to do a crossword puzzle? Trying to tie his shoe? What the fuck? What are you saying?
Oh, that's funny. Hey, just so you know, I just typed it in. Remasculate actually now comes up in my auto stuff because I've used it a few times.
All right.
So, just so you're aware.
All right. Well, somebody got on me the other day because the podcast is called Remasculate, and it started off basically of like bring back, you know, manly things to little boys again. You know,
right.
I don't want to touch little boys. That's not the point. It's trying to bring back the masculine side of America. I think we've become a very effeminated country.
Says the man holding a pink dog.
And that's why I'm saying that's what got this shit started. Was how could you run a podcast about bring back manly things?
We need more manly things like this tiny pink animal I'm holding.
This just says I'm not afraid. I know my masculinity. I'm okay with who I am. I don't care if you think I'm gay. I'm not. But that's – I think there's a lot of people that don't understand that you can be more of a guy without being a grunting guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You don't have to be a Tim Allen to be a man.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that don't understand that I'm not a giant football fan – you know, that like, I didn't even know the Broncos were playing yesterday.
Okay.
Then how can you run a podcast about manly things? Because I do other things. I love to fish.
Oh, there we go.
I like to go shoot guns. I think people put so much on, it must be these things that make a man.
Right.
You know, if you don't like football, how can you be a man?
Do you change your own oil?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, all automotive work, change your brakes, you do all that kind of stuff?
No.
You work on your car at all?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
I'm about to turn this podcast over to you now.
Yard work?
Yes.
Get into yard work?
I do enjoy that.
Okay.
I used to not, but now I've gotten into it. It's more of a zen thing.
You get out there and you
cut the grass and the smells, and then you stand back and you see what you've done.
It's an accomplishment.
It's an accomplishment, and that body, that you're feeling of, ugh, I did that.
I get that from working on the cars, but it also usually just involves a lot of cussing and throwing tools.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some satisfaction at the end of the day.
Well, this lost me because working on cars, when I was in high school, I could work on cars. I could change my spark plugs.
Oh, yes.
I could change the air filter. I could tightening the belts and stuff.
Yeah.
Now you raise a hood and you go, who put the jet engine in this basket?
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah.
So that's kind of when it lost me. I didn't want to keep up with stuff.
I gotcha.
I didn't want to keep buying manuals. I didn't want to buy new tools.
Right.
I don't need to hook it. I don't have a gadget to hook it to a computer to find out.
Boop. That's what's wrong.
Do you have all that kind of stuff?
I don't. Okay. I do. I can do some things. I haven't done anything recently. And the little
20, 30 years.
The little POS car I have it here, I haven't even touched. No, I did do the brakes on that one.
Well, but I thought of this the other day when I was driving my truck. I don't know if – I think most people just put gas in it and turn the car on. And if it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. Because I thought to myself, I probably need to do something to this, but I don't know what. I know I had the oil changed recently, but I haven't done anything else. In my head, I'm having this conversation. Should I rotate the tires?
You need to.
I wonder is there a filter that should be – I was thinking all this to myself because basically for months – I just get in, put gas, turn it on.
Turn it on, yeah. Yeah, you kind of do need to get that shit checked out.
Well, how often, Mr. Fix-It?
I'll be getting that call soon. Steve broke down on the side of the road.
Hey, Mike, I remember you said on the podcast, you know how to fix shit.
Could you come fix this for me? Bring a fire extinguisher.
Are you a diesel guy?
I know, but I hope to be. That's my next move is to get back into... I grew up a truck guy. I mean, like I said, grew up in Alaska. I took my driving test in a
18-wheeler.
No, yeah,
dog sled,
four-wheeler. It was a Chevy Blazer with a 6-inch lift kit on it. I mean, that was what I drove down to get my license in.
Was it yours or
that was my dad's?
Okay,
yeah. But I mean, I've grown up always with trucks, and now I've got this little car, and it's driving me crazy. So I got to get back into.
What do you drive now?
It's a Chevy Aveo.
Oh man!
So.
You made fun of my dog?
It's as big as this table, but I can get 40 miles to the gallon.
Is that one of those that has, like, the speedometer right in the center of the dash?
No.
Because those seem to be the pussiest cars ever, when you can't even get the speedometer in the right place.
I know what you're talking about. There's
a Toyota that does
and
that.
The digital ones, that's what's cracking me up, too.
Everything's digital. Digital
speedometers. Like, oh, man.
Well, a friend and I were talking the other day about motorcycles.
Okay.
How the Harley now, the new Harley, comes with a GPS. You can get a GPS, and also all this stuff is built in. And he goes, stop it. Just stop it. The whole point of a motorcycle was the simplicity of it.
It also seems counterproductive to having a motorcycle. Isn't that the whole point is you get on a bike and you just go? You don't want to know where you're going. Or if I'm coming home, Lucy. I mean, that's the whole
point.
Right. You're gone.
Yeah. He goes, it's supposed to be you just kick it down, it starts up, and you ride away. You don't need to have all this digital stuff on it, all the stuff that might break. He goes, basically, it's supposed to be just a bicycle with a big engine on it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's dumb. A GPS on a motorcycle is probably the dumbest thing I've heard in a while.
But if you look at those bikes, they're getting more and more like cars.
Yeah.
And just like, get a car. If that's what you're going to...
That's what you want.
if this is what you want, if you want radio and stereo and GPS and positraction and get an airbag.
You know what would make this motorcycle great? Two more wheels and a roof. Can we get that done?
Can we do that? And I think...
You're a madman!
I think that's what I have. Because I have the Harley truck.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's what
yeah.
I have. I have a Harley Davidson truck. And
that's
I wanted a safe motorcycle. And that's what I
could see. Eight.
It says Harley. It's got the Harley emblem. And the girlfriend doesn't go, "You're going to get killed on that."
I want a motorcycle I can move a hutch in.
I've got a motorcycle. I can haul a motorcycle in.
Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The conversation that day was, I want to get a Harley. You're not getting a Harley. I'm getting a Harley. You're not buying a Harley. I bought a Harley. Just not the one she was saying I couldn't have. So I won. Technically, I won.
Ah. And that's the essence of remasculate right there. Summed up.
Well, that's what you got to do. Have you had any goofy fights like that with your significant other?
Gosh, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Let me ask you this. What fight have you won as a man? You know, we never win fights.
Oh, I win.
Have you ever felt like, okay, I actually won that one?
I don't win fights. I just win the disagreements on either who was in what movie or what song this is, because I'm fairly proficient at that. So it's like, no, this is that. I don't think so. You're wrong. I'm like, all right, look it up. And then she'll look it up and then just put the phone down. I'll go, come on. She goes, no, you're not getting it. I'm like, come on. I'm not telling you you're right. But I know, like you said, I know I'm right. So it's fine. We move on.
Now, do you think in this day and age, we've all become, we've been trained and whipped and beat to just let women be right?
Yes.
We just.
Just because it's so it's much just easier. It's so much easier.
But doesn't that say something about them that they can't admit when they're wrong? I mean, what happened to the whole give and take and truly being honest? I think that's part of more of a beck of society, not even being an honest society. If like,
nobody wants honesty. That's,
nobody.
I've learned that so many times because I will tell you right to your face anything. And so I've learned, and unfortunately, I still do that.
Me too.
I still get in trouble from time to time because I'll tell you.
Me too. Yeah. I do that all the time. Matter of fact, I was on Angie Austin. I don't know if you know. Angie used to be the weather woman.
Oh, yeah.
She has a radio show here in town. She brought it up on air. She goes, I follow you on Facebook. People don't like you because you're honest. And I go, no, they like me. I've got a lot of followers.
Yeah.
She goes, I read the posts. Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, they don't like sometimes when I'm just brutally honest and I say the truth.
Right.
But she goes, I like that about you. And that's the way I was raised. My grandmother always told me, shit or get off the pot.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
If people don't like you, that's their fault.
Exactly.
You know, you don't need them in your life.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way country people were raised for a long time. Because I think your handshake and your word, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. That is money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And to the country people, if you're like, hey, I'll come over and mow your field for you next Saturday.
Yeah.
And if you don't show up, they're like, did you hear what he did? Don't ever trust him. Don't ever trust him again. He'll tell you he's going to do it, and he won't, you know.
Yeah. That shit or get off the pot. My dad used to say that all the time. That's amazing.
Just shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Don't dance around things. Don't.
I'm often confused by the honesty thing because it does seem like women really, that's what they say they want and say that they're about. And then when you deliver that,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right. Always be honest with me. Yeah. Honesty is important, most important thing in the world. I had a boyfriend that wasn't honest with me, and it was almost killed me. And blah, blah, blah. You always be honest. If you think it, you know, be. I'd rather hear it from you than some friend at a party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then you go, hey, don't wear that dress. You sort of look like a ham wrapped in aluminum foil. What? Why would you say that? Because you just told me to. You just said you would rather hear it from. Okay, never mind.
Hold on. Let me go back to the minutes of the meeting. yeah, there it is. Be honest. See, you said that right there. Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Right.
You always get that a lot.
Yeah.
What happened to it? Can't daddy be happy ever?
No, daddy gets the garage and a cooler. Daddy's,
yeah.
Daddy's happy. Yeah. I'm in the garage.
How about you make daddy happy? You make daddy happy, and I guarantee you, you'll be happy.
Exactly, yeah.
You make us happy, and we'll be like, oh, baby, I think you need a new car. Nothing needs to happen to you. You need safety. Matter of fact, right. I'm going to get a guard for your mouth. Your lips are so – they ought to be insured. But nope.
Got to keep the women happy.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I think you've actually touched on this one once before as well, the dumbing down of dads in television and movies and commercials. Dads are always just the punchline, basically.
Yeah, we don't know anything. Yeah. We don't know which paper towel to buy.
Yeah.
We don't know what toilet paper to bring in. And, oh, my God, I fed him that. Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's...
We're no longer no. Father knows best,
actually,
is your
actually,
point.
I just had that the last night, the mother-in-law came over, and the cat was at the door, and she's like, do you guys have that squirt bottle yet? And I'm like, yeah, it's somewhere. The kids are playing with it. I'm on my phone. I was going through Twitter. I was like, in my head, I'm like, just go home. That would be great if you left now. And then she's like, well, what about, she wanted me to spray the air spray you spray in your computer keys? What about that?
That compressed air?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. She goes, well, what about a plastic bag to scare the cat? I said, why the hell are we trying to scare the cat? She goes, well, so she doesn't dart out the door. I said, you kick her away from the door and you leave.
You kick a cat?
You kick the cat.
Well, that sound bite's going to get you in trouble.
You don't drop kick the cat.
Okay, that's different.
You push it away with your foot and you walk out the door. And she's leaving the house. She goes, well, you obviously don't know anything about cats. I was like, I guess I guess I don't. Bye. What the hell's going on with my life? Okay.
A man with a cat, though. Let's go back to this. You're going to make fun of my dog. You actually have a cat.
My cat is awesome.
I have to go. I'm okay with that because I've got two of them running around the studio.
Yeah, okay. I can see the damn cat out from here, dude.
Where does that come from? Where is that? And where did that start that we're not supposed to like cats?
I don't know. It does seem like the, you know, guys, dogs, ladies, cats.
Yeah.
Does that stem from the crazy cat lady mentality? Like the lonely girls have the cats. If you have a cat, then you're a lonely girl.
Yeah. And that could be because, I don't know if you've ever held a happy cat, they purr.
Mm-hmm.
And when they purr, they vibrate. And if you're a lonely girl, you might just want to hold a cat in your lap and pet it till orgasm.
Oh, my God.
Never really noticed that before?
I had not put that together. I have noticed my cat vibrating.
Oh, get up here and sit on Mama's lap.
And I'm probably going to go home and put my cat in my lap now. I'm going to be honest. Let's see if this works on the other side.
Put two in your lap. Then you won't have to explain to your daughter
why is Daddy always petting the cats?
Don't touch those cats. Your father's been using them.
This went south quick.
Oh, it does.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't it?
Okay.
I don't know.
I miss that.
How do we get it back?
How
do we get it? Oh, we can take it back to U2 and Bono.
Oh, that's where we were at. Yeah.
That's where we got distracted by this pussy-ass dog.
And I'm glad I got rid of my iPhone so I didn't get that download.
Have you heard the album at all?
No, I did. The one song that they had for the free download, and it was a charity thing, like every download they'd give a dollar.
Right.
Or something. I downloaded that song. That song seemed all right. I have not heard the whole album, though.
Well, you know that they were on TV in Britain the other night apologizing.
For the whole Apple thing, right?
Not for the album. Not for, we're sorry we put out that piece of shit. No, they were apologizing for it.
It's no Joshua Tree, but yeah.
But this is their first album since Octoon Baby.
Right. It's
that
what?
Didn't make come out at number one.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it's
a different generation, man. There's a whole another generation of...
It's kind of
shitty music out there to get into now, you know. Yeah, there's no room anymore for somebody with unique sound in this homogenized. Let's all have the same beat and tempo music. So.
Groovy. Now they just kind of just
pretty much
they drop in words or phrases. And they're like, I love this.
Yeah.
This is my jam.
Actually, my kids love Taylor Swift. And so we were rocking out to Shake It Off the other night.
Were you
dancing? And just every note I was singing, I just heard Steve McGrew in the back of my head. What are you doing?
What?
Why are you doing this?
Shake it off. Shake it off. Because the player gonna play.
So yeah, that was that happens to me quite a bit now. Every time Taylor Swift comes on, your voice is in the back of my head.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook this morning. More people have dated Taylor Swift than have died from Ebola.
She's dumped more people than Ebola has killed in America. And I stole that and I posted it on my page.
Good,
it was great.
I'm proud. But somebody put underneath it, I am not going to bash her because my 11-year-old loves her. And I wrote, she's perfect for 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I think that's what sometimes people just need to understand. Just there are, fall into your little gap, but that's perfect for this.
Right.
But don't force it on everybody.
Right.
Remember when radio used to be just like top 40 and you got on the same channel? It might be the Rolling Stones and Frank Sinatra.
Oh, okay,
it
yeah.
It was just, these were good songs. Now you just get like, here's what you're allowed to listen to. This is what you're...
Oh, yeah.
This is what we're telling. Everybody's a hit.
Well, and the one thing that kills... you've mentioned this before that really is just driving me crazy is different radio stations have different genres, different styles of music, and yet I can find the same song on four of them.
That's... Thank you.
That's driving me nuts.
Yeah. It used to be genres of music.
Yeah, I do not want
to
hear...
You listen to a blues station. You listen to a jazz station.
I don't want to hear the same song on Alice, KTCL... the mix.
Because then you're not really sure what you're listening
to. And all
of
a sudden I can hear that song on all the stations. I'm like, this is not even right.
It's not even falling into one of these categories.
No. It's just, like I said, it's just homogenized. It's all just blended together, and I'm like,
Do you ever catch yourself listening to the radio station and then realize, oh, crap, that's not even the station I thought I was listening to?
Oh, yes.
Because you,
oh, yes.
A couple of the songs catch you, and you're like,
yep.
Oh,
yeah, singing along, he's like, yeah, this is, oh, crap, no. Turn this off now.
I'm listening to the Christian channel. Not that that's a bad thing.
Now you're going to get some letters. Now come the letters. Look, we were okay with you women bashing.
Right. But we weren't really, you can't have honest conversations again. Like, if you were to sit down with a woman and say, okay, why is this? Why do we have to please you? Why not? Well,
right.
That's not the conversation. I'm asking you
right.
to have a dialogue here. Why should I have a dialogue? You know it's right. Well, no, I'm asking you. And they wonder why. Well, you just got to quit talking to them after a while.
That is the best course of action.
Is it? You find that too?
Just walk away.
Do you and your wife have deep, long conversations?
Yeah, actually we do. Yeah, we talk about a lot of stuff. But it usually winds up with me just being a jackass about something. And
then she walks away?
Making a joke, and then she leaves, yeah. Yeah. If we go out to, like, dinner parties or something, I'll make some just stupid comment that takes people back. Really?
Yeah.
And then she'll have to go, no, don't believe anything he says. Don't listen to him. He's just stupid. Yeah, I am.
Do you find yourself having trouble at parties or in conversations because you do want to just go, stop right there. What you're saying?
Oh God, yes.
You're saying is not even true.
Oh yeah,
it's not even. Yeah. I'm not even going to allow you to continue.
And it depends. It depends on how much gin I've had. If I'll tell somebody, because normally I just it's a weird mix. Because there's been times where I'll just tell somebody they need to shut the hell up, and there's other times where this really is probably not the most appropriate thing for me to do right now. I just keep nodding like an idiot. And, move on. But
doesn't it kind of a soul-killing thing when you know that somebody's standing there just regurgitating something that they know that can't be real? It's not honest. The facts don't even – but yet they're going to keep this lie going.
That was one of the times where I almost – on a job site, almost got into a fight with a guy because he started going off on some 9/11 stuff. And I'm like, oh, God. And I'm working in another room, and I'm like – please let him shut up. I can't listen to this. And so he just kept going and going. And then, hey, Mike, what do you think about this? I'm like, oh, well, bud, I think you sound like every friggin' documentary ever made about it. What do you mean, man? I was like, well, I'll sit here and have a conversation with you if you want to have a conversation about it and if you have an original thought. So the minute something comes out of your mouth that's a quote from Loose Change or, some stupid, conspiracy
it's
site.
It's Bush's fault.
I'm done. He's like, all right. And so we started talking, and he said something. I said, well, that's not true. And he's like, well, yeah, it is. I'm like, no, it's not. Well, yeah, I looked on this. I'm like, yeah, I've looked on websites, too, that refute your evidence and stuff. It's just not true.
Somebody got inside the building and they planted these things.
Yeah. Well, he was going off on Flight 93. That there was no voice recorder ever found. Like, no, there was. No, they never found it. I'm like, yeah, they did. Look it up. Come on, man. And then he did. He launched right into some just diatribe from Loose Change, and I just turned around and walked away. He's like, what are you doing? I said, you're doing it, so we're done. I'm not going to have this conversation
anymore.
You're just regurgitating
yep. what you think are the facts and yep. not the facts.
And then another guy got into it with it, work with him. He's trying to go off on the I guess 9/11's not enough now, so now we're doing Pearl Harbor conspiracy theories.
Oh, no, I haven't heard this at all.
Yeah, so now we knew about it, we let it happen so we could jump in and bomb Japan. Yeah, of course, right? So, just on the face of it, it doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so he starts going off, and I'm like, and I finally turn, I'm like, you're dumb. And he's like, what about this and this and this? I said, great, I don't even know what you're talking about. You could just be making shit up at this point. Why do we even care about this? This is stupid. And I started to walk away, and he's like, well, gosh, you don't have to leave. And I said, no, I do. If I stay here, I'm punching you in the face.
I'm going to hit you with a hammer.
I will be outside, because I can't listen to this retarded conversation anymore. But yeah, Pearl Harbor was an inside job now, too. So,
well, I had heard only the story that a transmission had come through about Pearl Harbor,
right.
but it didn't make it out in time.
Right.
Which doesn't mean we knew about it. It just means it was we had antique technology that you couldn't text somebody
exactly.
immediately.
Exactly. And, you know, there's probably going to be something comes up about 9/11. I mean, haven't they already come up with something like that? That some of the chatter that they found out actually talked about it, but...
Yeah, but there wasn't enough, and it wasn't sure.
Really is going to believe this is going to happen, you know, until it does, and, you know...
And what is chatter, by the way? You know, we're picking up this chatter about... La, 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 la. Well, we've heard that four times today. So I think that means...
I was trying to use an insider term to make myself sound smarter, Steve. I'm sorry. They heard some squawking. Squawking and talking.
I have been over now to Turkey and some other Islamic countries now that I've been working these cruise ships. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard... So I don't know if they only play that on the news channels here to make us... Because that sounds scary.
That might be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you don't really hear that when you're driving your taxi.
It's probably actually very nice and lovely over there.
But it actually
la,
is.
La, 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 la. I'm like, oh, this is not at all.
Maybe
what
that's
the...
what they're actually saying. La, 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 la. But they speed it up on the news.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
That's it. They're
and
all
it just sounds scary.
They're all just big Dean Martin fans over there.
All right. Dude, we're at an hour.
We made it to an hour.
We did it.
How did I fill an hour worth of bullshit?
That's amazing. I love that you did that. I appreciate that. We should do this again sometime.
Oh, anytime.
Especially now that I know that you live just around the corner.
A couple of miles away, man, yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm bored. Just want to come over and do a podcast? Shit, yeah.
Let's do it.
When do you think you might get yours up and running again?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so behind financially, so trying to get caught back up because I'm going to actually have to buy hosting again and all that jazz. So it's, yeah.
Well, you know, you can do Podbean and at least put up one episode at a time, you know. That's free. They'll let you host one at a time just to keep your hand in
it. Oh, I see
what
you're
saying.
Okay.
Like, this week's podcast. I'm taking it down. And now this week's podcast.
I kind of want to sit down and reinvent the whole thing and then just launch it and do it.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of finding that space again. I think we're gonna try Libsyn, I think.
Are you?
Yeah. That's fairly affordable and, you know, we can get some good hosting out of that. So
well, nice. So, how do people find you? How do they find you on Facebook, Twitter, anything else?
Just you can Google The Comedy Buffet. It's all one word. And you'll find our Twitter account from there. Don't necessarily need to go to my personal Facebook account. But you can go find The Comedy Buffet, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Definitely go to Instagram and see the picture of Mr. Steve McGrew holding his lovely puppy.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
That'll be on Facebook here in about 10 minutes.
Well, I'm glad you came and did this.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll do it again. People, thanks for listening. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Spreaker, now on iHeartRadio, too.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah,
sellout.
It's moving. Sellout. I'm a total sellout. God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I'm a sellout. See ya.